So, Wayne, is there any correlation between the license you issue and the business of real estate?
No, as Lynn said, the purpose of the school, part of it, is to get the agents licensed. To do that, we have to teach what's on the exam. Unfortunately, what's on the exam is oftentimes not what you'll find out in the real world. The exam was created by people who oftentimes don't have actual experience in the business of real estate. So what they ask us to teach is not what the agent really run into when they get in the real world. The agents oftentimes focus on getting the license and then later getting a commission. But in between, there's this thing called building the business of real estate, and most are not prepared to do that because they think the end of it is getting the license. And the truth is, that's just the beginning of it.
Right. The reason I bring this up is simply because many first-time investors go out there and take advice from real estate agents or brokers who really are not investors themselves. Is that correct?
That's correct. They don't invest themselves. A lot of them don't even own their own homes. And so they're not in a position to give good financial advice.
Right. What's the average income after 3 years of a real estate agent?
Approximately $20,000.
So they get their license. 3 years later, the national average is $20,000 per agent if they survive.
Yes, that's correct.
So the point I want to make here is this: we got to go back to step one if you're going to be a real estate investor. Your education is really about the business of real estate, and you got to be very careful who you take advice from.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so the reason I like having Wayne and Lynn here is this: is that we're always in the continuing education course of real estate because every time Wayne, Lynn, Kim, and I get together, we're always going to look at property. Is that
That's
correct?
right. That's right.
Like one time, Kim and I went to Austin, Texas, and we climbed in Wayne and Lynn's mobile home, and we drove from Austin to Galveston just to look at property.
That's right. Remember that? We slept on the beach, and we continued looking at property.
Yeah, and then yesterday when they came in here for the taping, Wayne and I get in my truck, and we go around looking at property. And it's a continuing process, and that's what step one is about, is the education part of it.